Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Rapper Rick Ross has come under fire from activists after rapping about using a date rape drug in a new controversial song. Protesters have launched a petition on change.org urging members of the public to express their disdain at his lyrics and force him to issue a public apology for glorifying rape and violence against women. In related news, Muskegon's own 103.7 The Beat has pulled all Rick Ross songs from rotation due to his blatant disrespect for women and the issue of date rape. Rapper Gucci Mane is still behind bars after a judge denied his bond request after he turned himself into authorities. He was jailed in Georgia on Wednesday for allegedly hitting a fan in the head with a champagne bottle at an Atlanta nightclub. His next hearing is set for April 10th. Sean Diddy Combs has earned the top spot on Forbes' newly released Hip Hop's Wealthiest Artist list. Diddy's net worth is reportedly worth close to $600 million. Forbes' list is comprised of five hip-hop acts, including Jay-Z at number two with $475 million, Dr. Dre, $350 million, Birdman, $150 million, and 50 Cent with $125 million. Rapper Meek Mill has canceled his final two shows of his European Dreams and Nightmares tour. He took to his Facebook account to notify fans for the short notice of change. I'm sorry to announce that due to an illness, I will not be able to perform the last two shows of my tour. I'm so sorry to all the fans and will be announcing rescheduled dates very soon, he said. Former South African President Nelson Mandela has been readmitted to the hospital with a reoccurrence of a lung infection. He spent nearly 3 weeks in the hospital in December with the same condition. Despite 15 years on the air and being the second highest rated court show on TV next to Judge Judy, CBS has canceled Judge Joe Brown. The cancellation comes after negotiations on a contract broke down, apparently over Brown's salary. He reportedly has been making $20 million a year, but CBS was looking to cut his salary due to a decline in his ratings.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.